right, live from Studio G right here in the heart of America, I'm Steve Burr. Thank you for being here as we fight every single day to save this great country, close the border, give some sovereignty back. We're fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom every single day. Here are some things you need to know this hour. Number one, the cleanup continues in Grand Blanc. Crazy weather. We go from 70-plus degrees and a tornado to it was snowing all day yesterday. All right, number two. EV manufacturing faces an extinction-level event, according to a report I'll tell you about. And number three, the problems that open borders create, which is crime, lots of crime, and you see it everywhere. In fact, I was just on the phone with the sheriff here in Michigan, and I'll keep him out of this for now, who said they're facing increases in crime, and it's clear. He said, I don't have statistics to back it up. I said, this just happened the last 5 minutes. I said, you are an experienced law enforcement officer. What's your experience? He's no question. You know, they've got a rape conviction of a minor that just happened. The guy went off to prison for 4 to 20 years, which we get to pay for that, too, by the way, when we send him to prison. He says, but if you call the Border Patrol people because you arrest somebody, unless it's something major, they're not going to come get them. They don't care if it's drunk driving, by the way, doesn't reach the level of being important enough to them. Remarkable. He said he'd like to take them all back today. He'd ship them out today because there is a cause and effect of an open border to the amount of crime. And his is a fairly, it's a mixed county, I guess. A lot of rural, a lot of urban. A fairly, probably a 50-50 county, I'd guess. Not there a lot, but sometimes. Anyhow, just got off the phone with him. And here's one, the greatest. This is from Michigan News Source. If you're not watching Michigan News Source and you live in Michigan, you're missing some big headlines. So MichiganNewsSource.com. The Great Escape is the headline. 19 illegal immigrants taken to Sault Ste. Marie from Traverse City scattered to the wind. Really? You heard the story on Friday. A black bus with a Dutchman Tree Farm logo and a U.S. DOT ID linked to the business was pulled over in Traverse City due to erratic driving. They're all over the road. The driver received a ticket for improper lane usage from Grand Traverse County deputies, who then called U.S. Customs and Border Patrol because nothing added up. The driver's documents didn't add up. 5 hours after the initial stop, 19 illegals transported to Sault Ste. Marie and the Border Patrol station there, where they were processed, served a notice to appear documents for a removal hearing. And when those hearings will happen, unknown. A backlog, according to USA Today from last year, a backlog of the nation's immigrant courts surpasses 3 million cases in November of last year alone, with many individuals not having to appear in court for years. So, according to the Sioux leader, the CBP cannot provide information about the whereabouts of the undocumented individuals. However, photos reportedly circulating on social media the same day show some of them all appearing to be young men in front of the Meijer store there in Sault Ste. Marie. Turn them loose. Local law enforcement agencies and city leaders have received minimal information about the incident, including specifics about the transportation and processing of the undocumented non-citizens, according to a Sioux leader. That's called an illegal alien, where I come from. Chippewa County Sheriff Mike Bittner, contacted by CBP about the use of his jail, confirmed that as of Monday morning, there are no illegals from Friday's processing in their system. State police say they were never contacted. Sault Ste. Marie City Manager Brian Chapman said the city police received a courtesy call from CBP shortly before they were all released. Professional courtesy more than a legal obligation. No information about whether the individuals left the area, remained in the city. Heard some of them might have gotten on a bus, doesn't have any idea where they went. No idea where they went. Chapman blames the lack of transparency between CBP, local law enforcement, city officials, on the CBP being legally limited in what they can provide information on. And the tree farms still not answering questions, by the way. Dutchman Tree Farms, contacted numerous times by Michigan News Sources, says here, numerous times, no response. Reached out to the Wexford County Sheriff's Office as the tree farm's main business is located in Manton. Asked if they'd be doing any investigation. Sheriff Trent Taylor did not return our request for comment. But there's going to be an update on the story today, February 29th. I'll keep an eye on that. Anyhow, where do they go? And like I said, according to the sheriff that I just got off the phone with, unless it's some sort of a serious crime, nobody cares. He says there is a direct correlation, cause and effect, between the open border and the crime that's happening in his county. Cause and effect. 100%. It's not a debate. It's a fact. It's a fact. Cause and effect, it's a fact. Which is pretty disheartening. Look, you live wherever you may live, right? Out in the country, in the sea, doesn't matter. You built a life for yourself. You went to school, you raised kids, whatever. Got a job, built something. And all of a sudden, there's all these people here that don't speak the language, don't know the country, don't care who you are, have no respect for your community at all. Because it's just a waypoint for them. They're just passing through. Then crime goes through the roof, and then the sheriff told me that, you know, CSC, criminal sexual conduct, those cases dramatically on the rise. And boy, have we heard that. Rapes, murders, drunk driving, all of it. It's unbelievable that they're allowing this to happen. But remember what I told you at the top of the program. Don't be surprised, because they said, they told you this was exactly, excuse me, exactly what they said was going to happen. Guess that illness isn't quite over yet, isn't it? All right, how about the wellness company? Speaking of wellness, everyone knows that the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes from the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like an insect bite, it's coming, and the question is, are you prepared? Do you have what your family needs to face the next storm? The wellness company is there for you. The wellness company, with great doctors like Peter McCullough, medical professionals you can trust, they have their brand new medical emergency kits, the gold standard for facing any challenge you might have, whether it's the pandemic or a bug bite. Ivermectin, the Z-Pack, antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, all contained in the kit, all there. You have to fill out a few forms because they are prescription medications, but you do the background check and it'll get shipped to you. By the way, you can use the promo code Gruber and save 10%. They also have brand new first aid kits and a travel kit. They've got it all for you at the wellness company. TWC.health/Gruber. Use that promo code to save 10%. TWC.health/Gruber. And be prepared for anything. Be paranoid like a Boy Scout. TWC.health/Gruber. That's the wellness company and their emergency kits. Several to choose from now. When we come back, Kathy Schmaltz will be here from the Michigan House. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to Parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation.
Better lives together.